Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Money FM 89.3, thanks for joining us for this conversation as we put a spotlight on some of the most promising young businesses in Singapore. And no annual award better honours the bold ambition of these young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by the Business Times, the Financial Daily under SPH, and OCBC Bank. And this year, 2022, marks 15 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. Today, we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. And we are looking at a company that is staying ahead in more ways than one with some innovative helmets. We have in the studio with us Ding Yuwen, co-founder and CEO of Lumos. Welcome, Yuwen.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We understand that you specialize in helmets. Walk us through how all this got started. Why is it called Lumos?
Sure. I run a bike helmet company called Lumos. And this started because I'm a cyclist myself. I ride on the road with traffic. I've lived in a couple of different cities all around the world. And I find that a bicycle is actually one of the best ways to get around. When I was a student, it was cheap and fast, and it was just, you know, really convenient. And after a while, I found that it's also a really fun way to get around. It's a highlight of my day to be able to see the city and, you know, be outside and in the fresh air. The problem, of course, was always cars, and especially in America, when I was cycling the most, cars—it's car country. You have huge SUVs there, and it's very clear that if you don't take care of your own safety, no one's going to care about it for you. And I was always forgetful about my lights, and so I was always just looking for a way to be seen and just get from A to B safely. And that's all I was trying to do. And I had the idea, like, hey, I forget my lights all the time, but I rarely forget my helmet. And if I could combine lights into my helmet, then that would just be so much more convenient for me. It would be a whole lot safer. So I built a pretty ugly prototype of a helmet with integrated lights, and I rode around with it. And every single time I rode around with it, people would stop me and ask me, what is that? Where can I get one? How much is it? And it's always been my dream to build something like a real tangible product. And this was something that I felt, hey, is meaningful to me. It adds safety and potentially save people's lives, which at this point, by the way, we receive emails all the time from people about saying thank you, how I feel so much safer. I've gotten into a crash and it saved my life. So at this point, we actually have made an impact saving people's lives. That's just kind of how it got started. Going to your question about the name, Lumos, where does it come from? So now you know we make bike helmets with integrated lights. The original name that I wanted was Lumen, which is Greek for lights. But there was already a helmet called Lumen, and so we couldn't go with that. So we brainstormed a couple of different names and had the idea, okay, well, there's Lumen, which is light in Greek, and Phos, which is light in Latin, I believe, or it might be flipped. And so we put them together, and I told my co-founder, hey, how about Lumos? And I was like, oh, that's the spell in Harry Potter. I was like, what spell? Like, it's a spell to light up your wand in Harry Potter. I was like, I didn't know that. That's just perfect. So there we go.
Very nice. So you've got in front of us three helmets you brought to the studio. I'll help to describe it. So you've got one in neon yellow, one that's a bit more matte finish, that's mm-hmm. black. The yellow one's a bit glossy. And on the far end of the table, you've got one with
more of like
some
an
light.
Urban skater style helmet. Yeah.
How are they all different?
So we've got three different helmets here. They're different primarily in style, but also in a little bit of functionality and price point. The first helmet we ever made is called the Lumos Kickstart. This is it right here. And it is really designed purely for the commuter. If you're riding in a city from A to B, this is
like typically what I would see in a store.
Yeah, exactly. A pretty run-of-the-mill traditional helmet, you could sort of say. A pretty safe place to start. This is the Lumos Matrix. It's more of an urban style design. Skaters kind of prefer this. It's a certain aesthetic that appeals to a certain kinds of riders.
Yeah, it's more rounded. There's more curves to it.
Right. Exactly. It's got a hard shell. Something that, you know, snowboarders could sort of wear. Something like this. And the third helmet is the Lumos Ultra. So this is Our latest helmet, we launched this during the pandemic and it did really well. We had a Kickstarter campaign for it that raised nearly $3 million for it. And I think this is our most popular helmet by far. In 1 year, we sold more Ultras than I think all our helmets combined in the past couple of years. And this is a kind of commuter, a sporty commuter style. It's a blend of two things. It appeals to people who are riding on the road with traffic, getting from A to B safely, but also people who are a little bit more performance-oriented, going for longer rides. This also appeals to them as well, especially if they are particularly concerned about safety and being seen on the road.
Yeah, what really stands out to me is the lights being integrated into the design, especially this one with a panel behind it. And I understand you can program it to show the various things. Walk us through the idea behind the lights.
Sure. So again, the idea for Lumos just started with basically lights, and it's all around visibility and just, you know, being seen. And from there, we took that idea and kind of ran with it with the Matrix. Unfortunately, the radio listeners can't see. You have to go to the website to find it.
Yep.
But it's a programmable light that you can change on your phone. There's all kinds of presets set into the helmet. And it's just all designed to just make you really stand out and be seen. And, you know, I get all the time like, oh, it's such a great idea. It's such a simple idea. Can't believe this hasn't been done before. And, you know, I wasn't the first one to come up with the idea, but we are the first ones to actually turn that idea into a reality. Mm. There are a lot of great and also terrible ways of putting lights onto helmets. I think what's made us successful so far is that we come from both an engineering and a design background. It was super clear to us from day one that this idea has to be simple and beautiful for it to work. And if it looks clunky, or if it looks too nerdy, or if it looks just too out there, then this is not going to fly. It's so simple.
The user experience is really well thought out. You've got the remote control, you can attach your handlebar. So you've got the lights at your back of a head, which drivers can see at a much clearer level. So if you want to turn left or turn right, you've got the arrows coming on your helmet.
Yep.
So that's going to make a more safer cycling experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Our ambition is to equip our helmets onto 1 million riders by the end of 2025. Right now, we're about a quarter of the way there. And my hope, my vision is that we make, you know, so many great helmets that this becomes the new normal. When you're looking for a helmet in the future, that hopefully you'll be looking for a Lumos helmet, because obviously that's what you want to get.
Yeah, let's talk about the R&D. What's going to be next for the future helmet? Am I going to get one that can tell me directions?
So at this point, we have explored, you know, lights on helmets to quite a big degree, and we've got a lot more to go. There are all kinds of other cyclists out there who want their own styles, performance cyclists, kids, it's a big request, mountain bikers. So we have a whole pipeline of new products that we're really excited about that we'll be launching over the coming near future. Right now, we've got our first non-helmet product. It's called the Lumos Firefly. It's a set of smart bike lights, and it's kind of bike lights that the world has never seen before. It is smart and connected, so it's a whole ecosystem. It connects to each other and connects to your Lumos helmet, so it synchronizes the lights. So right now, we have helmets that have lights, so it's nice and up high. But with Firefly, you have a series of lights all coordinated and synced, and that's you have to see it to understand, but it's very, very distinctive, and it makes you really, really stand out on the road. So everything that we make is all designed to keep that rider safe, whatever the rider needs to be seen and to stay safe and to have a great ride.
Right, we're in conversation with Ding Yuwen. He is the co-founder and CEO of Lumos Labs. And talking about the awards, the Emerging Enterprise Awards, you've just gone through the judging process. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was pretty intense. I've done a couple of events many times before. This event had 12 judges. That's a lot of judges. So I usually don't get nervous in these presentations, but 12 people staring at you is actually like a little disconcerting. So I did get slightly nervous, but hey, just told my story, you know, and hopefully they like it. But it was a really good experience. It was a very thoughtful sort of process. So I'm just really excited and grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm sure they asked you a lot of questions because they come from different backgrounds. Was there anything that made you think, I should have thought that, or you know, takeaways from it?
Yeah, they had a lot of great questions. One in particular that I definitely still remember and still think about was questions around, you know, our brand strategy and you know, how we're going to like grow Lumos into a real brand, which is a very, very like active question that we're thinking about. So today we've got, I would say, a little bit of a cult following, especially on Kickstarter. If you're in that community, if you know, you know. But suddenly nowhere close to like widespread, you know, broad brand recognition. And that obviously something that I want to drive us towards. So they had some ideas and questions and suggestions. It was really thoughtful.
Yeah, so sounds like it was very helpful in helping you to plan and chart the way forward for sure. Lumos. And talking about the way forward, if you do win the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards,
yeah,
what would that mean for you and the company?
It means we sail away to the Caribbean and we kick our legs back. No, what it means for us is, I guess, I've been doing this now for 7 years, and I've learned that it's really important to take a moment and celebrate the wins. So for sure, that's what we're going to do. Just going to celebrate with the team and be proud of what we've been able to accomplish and get the recognition. But after that, it's heads down and back to grinding and just building more products and making our customers happy and building a brand and building a company.
Yeah, great conversation, Yuwen. I've been chatting with Ling Yuwen. He is the co-founder and CEO of Lumos Labs. Thanks for your time and all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and The Business Times. Recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.